Falcha, welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, broadcasting the best Celtic music from around the world. There's your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. And continuing on with the month of Scottish music, we make a tribute this hour to the poet laureate himself, Robert Burns. So let's take a listen to Gordon Kennedy and a brief bio.
Many nations have produced outstanding poets who they would gladly have represent their culture. But can any nation say they have an equivalent of Robert Burns? The ploughman poet, the bard of Scotland. This one poet is indelibly linked and intertwined with the culture and people of Scotland. His life, loves, politics, verse and songs speak as them and for them. From humble roots, the eldest son of seven, Robert Burns was born in 1759 to parents both from tenant farming stock. The family endured both hardship and poverty. Burns survived the test and began to write, first at 15, and to publish his first volume some 2 years later. He wrote in both true Scottish dialect and English, as well as turning his hand to song. Politically, he was an inspiration to both liberalism and socialism, as well as a Scottish Parliament. His unique ability enabled him to appeal to all, and quite rightly, to be viewed as the national poet. As well as creating his own great works, he was also an avid collector of Scottish folk songs, preserving for posterity the works of others. However, his own life was short, dying at the young age of only 37. What further greatness would have lain before him is impossible to say, but poetically, on the day of his death, his son Maxwell was born. His fame today is worldwide and celebrated in January of each year with the traditional Burns Night. Each New Year's Eve, friends and families the world over link arms to sing Auld Lang Syne, giving immortality to his words and aims. As former Secretary General of the United Nations, Kofi Annan, says, Burns' poems dignify and illuminate the struggle faced by the vast majority of the world's population today.
There was a lad was born in Kyle, but what in a day, oh what in a style, I did it's hardly worth the while to be say nice wi' Robin. Robin was a roving boy, rantin' Robin was a roving boy, rantin' Robin. Our monarch's embassy here betame was 25 days begun. Was then a blast o' January when blew Hansel in on Robin. Robin was a roving boy, rantin' Robin was a roving boy, rantin' Robin. The gossip geek at Tenny's loof quo show while lives will see the proof. This Wally boy will be me coof, I think we'll call him Robin. Robin was a roving boy, rantin' Robin was a roving boy, rantin' Robin. He'll hae misfortunes great and small, but I a heart of in them all. He'll be a credit to us all, we'll a be proud o' Robin. Robin was a roving boy, rantin' Robin was a roving boy, rantin' Robin. But sure as 3 times 3 mak 9, I see by ilka score and line, this chap will dearly like our kind, so lease me on thee, Robin. Robin was a roving boy, rantin' Robin was a roving boy, rantin' Robin. Get faith, quo show, a doot ye gar, the bonny lasses lie as far, the 20 fods ye may hae war, so blessings on thee, Robin. Robin was a roving boy, rantin' Robin, Rantin' Rovin' Robin was a rovin' boy. Rantin' Rovin' Robin, Robin was a rovin' boy. Rantin' Rovin' Robin was a rovin' boy. Rantin' Rovin' Robin.
This is your host, Mark Gallagher. In this hour, we're celebrating the birthday of the poet, national poet of Scotland, Robert Burns. January 25th is his birthday. Every year, there's a celebration with a Burns supper. We're celebrating it here on the show this hour on Celtic Cafe. We opened up there with Gordon Kennedy with a short bio on Robert Burns, and then we went to Burns himself, Andy M. Stewart there, with an autobiographical song called Rantin' Rovin' Robin. Well, Burns is most known for being a lover, and he made many love songs. And we're going to take a listen to some of those right now. And we're going to start out here with Holly Thomas and Ye Banks and Ye Braes.
Ye banks and braes, O bonny doon, how can ye bloom sae fresh and fair? How can ye chant, ye little birds, and I see weary folk here? You'll break my heart, ye warbling birds that wander through the flowery thorn. You mind me, oh, depart. Ye banks and braes, O bonny doon, how can ye bloom sae fresh and fair? How can ye chant, ye little birds, and I see you'll break my heart, ye warbling birds that wander through the flowering thorn. You mind me, oh, departed joys, departed. parted never to return. If fond cares and then we sever, if fair we'll alas forever, deep and heart wrung tears I'll pledge thee, war and sighs and groans I'll wage thee. Who shall say that fortune grieves him, while the star of hope she leaves him? Mean a cheerful twinkle lights me, dark despair around benights me. Fare thee well, thou first and fairest. Fare thee well, my best and dearest. Thine be like joy and treasure, peace and joy, man, love and pleasure. Had we never loved so kindly, had we never loved so blindly, nor never met, nor never parted, we would never be so broken-hearted. A fond kiss and then we sever, a farewell alas forever, deep and heart wrung tears I'll pledge thee, war and sighs and groans I'll wage thee.
Can I come hame? Can I come hame? What will ye gie me? Take my supper. Can I come hame again, in Joe? Come hame, I canna come hame. Ha ha ha, that's nothing at all. I wanna come hame again, Joe.
Fat head, we'll fight at the pan. Gimme, you'll come hame.
when I come hame, I kinda come hame. Ha ha ha, that's nothing at all. I when I come hame again, Angel. Come hame, I kinda come hame. Ha ha ha, that's nothing at all. I wanna come hame again, Angel.
Can you come him? A loving wife in to our town, the young chevalier. Oh, Charlie is my darling, my darling, my darling. Charlie is my darling, the young chevalier. As he was walking down the street, the city far to view, oh, there he spied a bonny lass, the windy peeking through. Charlie is my darling, my darling, my darling. Charlie is my darling, the young chevalier. Jumped up the stairs and tittled at the pen, and who's so ready but herself to let the laddie in? Oh, Charlie is my darling, my darling, my darling. Charlie is my darling, the young chevalier. He set his Jenny on his knee, all in his Highland dress, for brawly Willie kept the way to please a Highland lass. So Charlie is my darling, my darling, my darling. Charlie is my darling, the young chevalier. Yeah. It's up yon heathery mountain and down yon scroggy glen, we dare nae gang a milking for Charlie and all of his men. Charlie is my darling, my darling, my darling. Charlie is my darling, the young chevalier. Oh, Charlie, Charlie, the young chevalier. Charlie is my darling, my darling, my darling. Charlie is my darling, the young chevalier. Charlie is my darling.
And there you have our set of love songs from Robert Burns. We opened up that set with Holly Thomas and Ye Banks and Braes of Bonny Doon. That's kind of a song all about love lost. The next one is I Found Kiss, and that's by Fairground Attraction, featuring Edie Reader. Then The Shepherd's Wife by Jim and Susie Malcolm. Then we went on to John Anderson, My Joe by Helen MacArthur. And we ended up there with Charlie is My Darlin' by Edie Reader. Now, Charlie in this particular song happens to be the young chevalier, Bonny Prince Charlie. So we've kind of crossed between love song and social song in that particular track. Well, next up is his best known love song of all time. I'd like to dedicate this to my wife, Leslie, who's a big Robert Burns fan. It's by Brian Kennedy and Edie Reader, two of my favorite vocalists, and it is My Love is Like a Red, Red Rose.
My love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in dew.
Fairly wheel a while, and I will
If you're ever in Dumfries in Scotland and you visit Burns House, across the street on Burns Street is the Burns Rose Garden. And there you'll see the plaque, "My Love is Like a Red, Red Rose," right there in the garden. We've got more for Robert Burns' birthday coming right up, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
To a mouse, on turning her up in her nest with the plough, November 1785. Wee sleek it coor and timorous beastie, oh, what a panic's in thy breastie. The needna start a war sae hasty wi' bicker and brattle. I would be laith to rin and chase thee wi' murdering pattle. I'm truly sorry man's dominion has broken nature's social union and justifies that ill opinion which makes thee startle at me, thy poor earth-born companion and fellow mortal. I doubt na, whiles, but thou may thieve. What then? Poor beastie, thou mun live. A dame in Icker and a thrave's a sma' request. I'll get a blessing with a lave and never missed. Thy wee bit hoosie too in ruin. It's silly was, the winds are strewing, and naething new to big a new in of foggage green, and bleak December winds ensuing, baith snell and keen. Thou saw the fields laid bare and waste, and weary winter coming fast, and cosy here beneath the blast thou thought to dwell, till crash the cruel coulter passed out through thy cell. That wee bit heap o' leaves and stibble has cost thee money a weary nibble. Now thou's turned out for all thy trouble, but hoose are hauled to thole the winter's sleety dribble and crannach called. But Moosey, thou art no thy lane, and proven foresight may be vain. The best laid schemes o' mice and men gang after glee, and lee us nought but grief and pain for promised joy. Still, thou art blessed compared with me. The present only toucheth thee, but och, I backward cast my ee on prospects drear, and forward, though I canny see, I guess and fear.
Sir William Connolly, or as we know him, Billy Connolly, with "To a Mouse." And we're starting off the second half here with our commentary, our social and political commentary. And that's a great way to start right there, because the little beastie is just as much a man as a human as I am. And that's, again, Robert Burns' "To a Mouse." Well, we'd like to move on to Dalrida and a song called "Macpherson's Lament." Now, Macpherson was being hung for a crime he didn't do. And before he was hung, he fiddled on the stand and then broke the violin or the fiddle across his knee. And then no man shall ever play this fiddle again.
Farewell, ye dungeons dark and strong, the wretch's destiny. Macpherson's time will not be long on yonder gallows tree. I his day in his name, the wretch that dare no die. Say
you shall hear your doctrines, I'm in blame. You shall hear what is right and what is wrong by the law, by the law. What's right and what is wrong by the law? What is right and what is wrong? A
short sword and a lang, a weak arm and a strang, for to draw, for to draw, a weak arm and a strang, for to draw. What makes heroic strife? Fame the fire, fame the fire. What makes heroic strife? Fame the fire. What makes heroic strife? To whet the assassin's knife, or hunt a parent's life with bloody war, bloody war, or hunt a parent's life with bloody war. Then let your schemes alane, in the state, in the state. Then let your schemes alane, in the state. Then let your schemes alane, and adore the rising sun, and leave a man undone to his fate, to his fate. And leave a man undone to his fate. I yet Jacobites by name, lend an ear, lend an ear. Ye Jacobites by name, lend an ear. Ye Jacobites by name, your thoughts I will proclaim, your doctrines I will blame. You shall hear, you shall hear, your doctrines I will blame, you shall hear.
Scottish fame, farewell, our ancient glory, farewell, even take our Scottish name, say famed in martial story, new sacrons o'er the salt. Sands, tweed runs tae the ocean, tae mark war England's province stands. Such a parcel of rogues in a nation. Seen the day that treason thus could sell us, my old grey head had laid in clay with Bruce and loyal Wallace, but pith and power to my store. I'll mark this declaration. We are bought and sold for English gold. Such a parcel of rogues in the nation.
Therefore, on his poverty that hangs his head, and all that the coward slave we pass him by. We daren't be poor for all that. For all that and all that, our toils obscure and all that. The rank is but the guinea stamp. A man's the goat for all that. What though on hamely fare we dine, we're hard and grey and all that. Gee fills their silks and knaves their wine. A man's a man for all that. For all that and all that, their tinsel show and all that. The honest man, no e'er say poor, is king of men for all that. Oh, you see on Birkie Cod a lot, was struts and stairs and all that. Though hundreds worship at his word, he's but a coof for all that. For all that and all that, his ribbon star and all that. The man of independent mind, he looks and laughs at all that. Oh, a prince can mark a belted knight, a marquis, duke, and all that. But an honest man upon his might, good faith he maun afford that. For all that and all that, their dignities and all that. The path of sense and pride worth our higher rank than all that. Then let us pray that come it may, as come it will, for all that. That sense and worth o'er all the earth shall bear the gree and all that. For all that and all that, it's coming yet for all that. That man to man the world o'er shall brothers be for all that. For all that and all that, it's coming yet for all that. That man to man the world o'er shall brothers be for all that.
Robert Burns' social and political commentary exposed there in those particular tracks. We opened up there with Dal Rita with McPherson's Farewell, McPherson's Rant, McPherson's Lament, several different titles. Then we moved on to a couple of Jacobite songs, Killiecrankie there by Gabber Lunsey, and then Ye Jacobites by Name by Ian Bruce. Then by the Corries, A Parcel of Rogues. Now, A Parcel of Rogues talks about the Union, Act of Union in 1707, where 31 Scottish commissioners sold out to England for land and gold. They were bribed. Such treachery was these Parcel of Rogues. And then we moved on to Ryan Joseph Burns there with a wonderful rendition of A Man's a Man for All That. And the common man is the best man because he's the most honest. Next, we move on to the end of the Burns Supper here on Burns Night. And we have an address to the haggis, which is served at Burns Supper. Let's listen to Gareth Morrison here with the address to the haggis.
Fair fa' your honest sonsy face, great chieftain o' the purn race, I've been the ma' you tak your place, pinch, tripe or thrain. Well, are you worthy o' a grace as lang as my arm? Your groaning trenches there you fill, your hurdies like a distant hill, your pin would help mend a mill in time o' need, and through your pores your dews distill like amber bead. His knife's sae rustic labour dicht, and cut you up wi' ready slicht, trenching your gushing entrails bricht like ony ditch. But then, oh, what a sicht! Warm, reeking and rich. Then horn for horn they stretch and strive, deal take the hindmost on they drive, till a' the wheel-swelled kites belie, they're bent like drums. The old goodman's mace like to arrive. Be thank it hums. Well, is there that hour as French ragout, or olio that would staw a sou, or fricassee that would mak her spew a perfect scunner, looks doon with sneering scornful view on sick a dinner? Poor devil, same hour as trash, as feckless as a withered rash. His spindle shank a good whiplash, his neave a knit, and through bloody flood or field to dash, oh, how unfit. But mark the rustic haggis fed, the trembling earth resounds its tread. Clap his wally neave a blade, he'll mak it whistle, and legs and arms and heads he'll sned like taps o' thristles. Your powers wha mak mankind your care, and dish them out their bill of fare. Old Scotland wants nane of your skinking ware that jops in luggies. But if you wish her grateful prayer, gie her a haggis.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed our Burns Supper here on Celtic Cafe. It's time to cross hands and to join in with Robert Burns' number one all-time song around the world, Auld Lang Syne.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot in the days of Auld Lang Syne? For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for days of Auld Lang Syne. And here's a hand, my trusty friend, and give a hand of mine. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne.
Thank you. And that's it for this session of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, tell your friends. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed any portion of the show or want to listen to previous shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com on any device and select the MP3 link to stream online. You can view playlists from this show or any show on the streaming page. If you have questions about Celtic music or feedback on our show, just email me at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. That's music@CelticCafeRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, Schlan Lott.